This is Zaylee sitting in for Mary Charlotte. I am speaking with Brian Bird of Wild Earth Guardians, and he is going to tell us a little bit about a recent proposal after 30 years to start mining uranium near Mount Taylor. This apparently is also going to be the largest uranium mine in the U.S. Welcome, Brian, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Zaylee. It's good to be back, although this isn't the happiest of subjects.
How did this come about? Can you tell us about this new proposal?
Well, yeah, it looks as though a Canadian mining company and a Japanese partner want to come into our state and open up the largest uranium mine in a long, long time. And it's on Mount Taylor, down west of Albuquerque. Mount Taylor is a traditional cultural property that was designated in 2009 by the state, which means that it has especially high religious significance and spiritual significance to our Native American population. So this mining company is proposing on public land, this is Forest Service land, it's our land, to pull the uranium out from underground.
Now, we are here today, especially, yeah, because the Forest Service is taking public comments on this project up through today.
That's right.
So they can, under the General Mining Law of 1872, allow any mining company to come in and develop. However, we have to have this impact statement, mm-hmm, and they can reject a, quote-unquote, unreasonable or illegal plan. So you're here today specifically because of this deadline, correct?
Yeah, we are trying to get our members and everybody out there in the public across the United States to comment against this proposal. So people can write to the U.S. Forest Service at the Cibola National Forest, and I can give you that email address. It's comments-southwestern-cibola, C-I-B-O-L-A, at fs.fed.us. And people have up until 5 o'clock today to write to the foresters and tell them that to not approve the Roca Honda plan of operations. So that's Roca Honda. We want people to tell the Forest Service to choose no action. These are our lands. These are not necessarily lands that are meant to be exploited for unsustainable uranium deposits and frankly dangerous to our health and our society. This is an area of land that's very special to all of us here in New Mexico and across the United States. So tell the Forest Service that you do not want to see uranium mining and that there are higher and better uses for this landscape.
Now, it should be said that people in the area, according to an Albuquerque Journal article, are actually quite in support of it. Mm-hmm. The company is offering about 640 construction jobs, mm-hmm, 250 or so directly at the mine. Shouldn't we be happy about economic development in the state at a time when there really is very little?
Well, of course, any jobs are tempting at this time in history, but this is typical boom and bust cycle. Mining is a boom and bust economy. It's happened over and over in New Mexico. People have come in, dangled a carrot in front of us, and we've jumped up and down and said, oh gosh, look at all these jobs. A company comes in, employs a few people for a short period of time, pollutes our water, pollutes our air, takes out this poison, uranium, that is really just going to end up probably hurting and killing people somewhere on Earth. And we jump up and down, but the fact of the matter is it's boom and bust. These jobs will be gone faster than they came, and we'll be left with the pollution to clean up here in New Mexico.
And we used to have a lot of uranium mining here, and yeah, I know that there was a very high incidence, especially in the Navajo Nation in Arizona, but also in Crown Point, very high incidence of cancer.
Yeah.
So there's been legal processes, and in 2005, I believe, the Navajo Nation even declared a moratorium on,
yeah,
uranium mining.
Sure.
So what does this company propose in terms of safety standards at this point? Have we gotten better? Should we still be worried about this?
Well, they are claiming that the technology is advanced and this is safer and it's one of the safest, you know, forms of mining. But it's hard to believe them with the legacy that uranium has left in our state and the health issues that have been left behind. We still have sick people that need help. We still have sick lands that need to be cleaned up. And do we want to just continue down that road when we know we've got problems left over from the history of this uranium mining? So, you know, I would argue that it's not worth it. And the value of this land, not only for the spiritual value and just its existence value, Mount Taylor, we can see it from many points around New Mexico. It's one of the sacred points of the Native Americans around here. This has much higher values than a short-term, you know, boom in uranium. Not just the spiritual values, but air quality, water quality. These are lasting lasting services that we depend on in our state.
There's a great quote by Eric Jantz of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. It is essentially the same as proposing a huge uranium mine in the middle of the Vatican.
I know. I kind of I like that one. And I have sort of alluded to mining under the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. It's a, you know, it really is a sacred spot. And it was named a traditional cultural property, which doesn't come easy to get a traditional cultural property. And unfortunately, our Native American population is having to fight these types of proposals, not just here in New Mexico, but as some people may know, in Flagstaff, there's a proposal to spray treated effluent sewage water on the mountain there for the ski area. And that's been through the courts for years and years and years because the Native Americans see that as a sacrilege of one of their sacred sites. So again, we're seeing the same pattern here. You know, vulnerable people are being taken advantage of by multinational corporations that, you know, have no boundaries. They operate with no rules in our world, and we need to stand up against this type of tyranny.
Well, again, let's look at the larger issue here, though. It's a question of energy use, right? And uranium would be mined for nuclear energy, and there's so much talk coming up now about mini nukes, as if nukes were very cute and could be used. So can you tell me about this larger kind of drive for more energy sources and the price of uranium going through the roof?
Yeah, well, our human population has an insatiable appetite for energy, and we need to figure out ways to live on less energy through conservation and through new technology, not develop new forms of energy that are dangerous to human health. So there is the issue of how do we develop new forms of energy. But from what I understand, if you're a nuclear supporter, there's enough spent uranium already in the world to last a long, long time. If we wanted to go down the nuclear route, we wouldn't have to develop new mines like this at all. But the fact of the matter is we don't need the energy at this time. We have enough intelligence and technology to learn how to live on the energy we have now, hopefully renewable wind and solar.
That would be ideal now, wouldn't it? Especially here in New Mexico, where we have is lots of sun and lots of drought.
Sometimes to our disadvantage.
Now, the company also says that this site is one of the highest grade uranium deposits in the U.S. So we're pretty mineral rich here in New Mexico.
Unfortunately, we're sitting on top of some of the best uranium, if there is such a thing. And so it's very attractive to these multinational corporations. And they're going to come in and exploit the people there, and people are going to get sick. In our opinion, it's not worth it. This mountain is too sacred. It's too important from an ecological perspective to for short-term gain, basically.
Now, Wild Earth Guardians does a lot of work around different resources, against coal mines, against trapping of lots of animals here.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other campaigns that you are also working with now?
Well, we have a very full-on campaign right now to save the Mexican wolf. As people have probably heard, unfortunately, the Obama administration under the new Secretary of Interior, Sally Jewell, one of her first actions is going to be to strip the wolf of protections across our country, which is just probably a completely political move. But our wolves here in New Mexico, we do have a population of Mexican wolves. They're struggling to survive. And they are going to retain their protections. And the proposal is to actually expand their recovery area for those wolves. So we're working very hard to protect these wolves through different campaigns, including making cow-free parts of the national forest system so that the wolves can have a place to be wolves. So we've got a wolf campaign, we've got our clean air campaigns, and we've got a major Rio Grande campaign to keep water in the Rio Grande, to keep the Rio Grande wet. So we've got all types of work. And if people are interested in finding out more, we're actually having our annual vegetarian barbecue tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight at our offices at 516 Alto Street. So that's right off of Alameda behind the Santuario de Guadalupe. And if people want to come by and hear more about our campaigns and have some free vegetarian barbecue and a refreshment on us, please come by at 5:30 or 6. We'll be there till about 7:30, barbecuing behind our building.
That sounds great. When you talk about clean air, I know that you've had some legal successes, no? About
yes, our climate and energy program is really making incredible strides right now with the Clean Air Act, basically. We are shutting down coal-fired power plants left and right, where they've become unsustainable, including a San Juan generating station here in New Mexico in the Four Corners region. We were able to work with other environmental groups, PNM, and we were able to get two of the four boilers shut down there that were polluting our air and water. So we're excited to see that moving along. We're hoping all this work on sort of making coal cost what it really should cost us, in other words, you know, internalizing the external costs of health and pollution, we're going to make solar and wind energy much more attractive economically for development. Because right now, coal is subsidized to such a degree, and all these energy systems are in place that it's very cheap to produce energy that way. But it shouldn't be. It should be costing us a lot more. We're covering it in tax dollars, hidden tax dollars. So anyway, the point is that we're going to try to make solar and wind much more affordable and competitive with our clean air program.
And when we talk about the cost in terms of uranium mines as well, are there a lot of external costs in terms of health?
Especially health and water. You know, this type of process, which is called in situ leaching, requires a lot of fresh water that becomes contaminated. And so that leaves a legacy of polluted water, and oftentimes these multinational corporations come in and leave us with the bag, and we've got to clean it up with using our tax dollars and our capital. So it's really a mess in the end.
And they're still cleaning up many of the sites from years ago to the tunes of millions of dollars, right?
It's a terrible legacy. And, you know, we haven't had a uranium mine opened, a new mine, in 30 years in the state of New Mexico. And we hope to keep it that way. There's no reason to reopen this ugly Pandora's bag.
So let's tell people one more time the email address if they would like to comment one way or the other to the Forest Service, their environmental impact statement. And that email address is?
It's comments-southwestern-cibola, C-I-B-O-L-A, at fs.fed.us. Or the easiest way to do this is go to the wildearthguardians.org website and go to our Take Action tab. And under Take Action, you'll see a very easy alert where you just have to click a couple times and you will send a letter of your opinion opposing the Roca Honda uranium mine to the Forest Service. So you don't even need to write your own letter exactly. You can customize our letter for yourself. So again, that's wildearthguardians.org, and go to the Take Action tab.
And you can also go to their barbecue this afternoon and talk and get more information about this. Because, I mean, there was a wonderful article in the Albuquerque Journal, but we haven't heard a lot of talk about it otherwise. It seems to have slipped under the radar.
It is, but it's getting a lot of attention. There's a very interesting group called the Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment that is an alliance of indigenous people and others that are fighting this project tooth and nail. You mentioned some other groups like the New Mexico Environmental Law Center is taking this on. So it's going to meet a lot of resistance. It'll be a long fight, but we're up for it, as always.
Well, Brian, we're going to have you back to talk about some of the other campaigns in depth and to hear a little bit about what comes of this. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we're going to take one more short break and then speak with Cindy Kahn, the Executive Director of Creative Santa Fe, about another big event this weekend, the Fantasy Festival.